It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Chinese harassment detrimental to peace, U.S. The United States said the repeated harassment of Philippine vessels by Chinese ships near Scarborough Reef, Panatog Shoal, is detrimental to regional peace and stability. The China Coast Guard, CCG, and Chinese maritime militia vessels on Tuesday water cannoned and rammed vessels of the Philippine Coast Guard, PCG, and the Bureau of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources, BFAR, en route to Panatog Shoal, Bajo de Masinloc, to bring food and supplies to Filipino fishermen in the area. U.S. State Department Deputy Spokesman Vedant Patel on Wednesday in Manila, urged China to respect the navigational rights and freedoms guaranteed to all states under international law. The embassies of Australia, Canada, Germany, Japan, Sweden, and the United Kingdom in the Philippines turned to the ex-social media platform to express concern over the dangerous actions by Chinese ships against the PCG and for vessels near Scarborough Shoal. Australian Ambassador He Kiong-yu wrote that China's dangerous maneuvers and obstruction encountered by Philippine government vessels in the South China Sea might create risks of miscalculation and endanger peace. You said disputes must be resolved peacefully under UNCLO, United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea. Canadian Ambassador David Hartman said, Canada is concerned by China's coercive actions against Philippine vessels in the vicinity of Scarborough Shoal, including the use of water cannons and dangerous maneuvers. We reiterate our call for the respect of UNCLO and the peaceful resolution of conflicts. Use of force is never the solution. International law must prevail, said German Ambassador Andreas Fafranoschk. Japanese Ambassador Endo Kazuya said, dangerous actions, including the use of water cannons, against PCG and for vessels undermine the safety of ship and crew. We reiterate our call for respect for UNCLO and adherence to the 2016 arbitral award, which is legally binding on the parties, UK Ambassador Laura Bofill said. We are concerned by the incident causing damage to Philippine vessels. We call for full respect of the UN Charter, the UNCLO, the 2016 arbitration award and other relevant regulations, the Embassy of Sweden said. Patel, during a press briefing, was asked to comment on the reported use of water cannons by Chinese Coast Guard ships on PCG and for vessels, damaging them in the process. The Chinese attack on the Philippine ships on resupply missions came after U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited China. Our belief is that the Chinese Coast Guard installation of these barriers also endangers Philippine fisherfolks' livelihoods and prevents them from exercising their legal rights to fish in those waters, Patel said. These are rights that were set out in 2016 in a final and legally binding judgment in the Philippines-China arbitration brought to the 1982 Law of the Sea Convention, he said. This is something that the Secretary, Blinken, made clear on his travels as well, Patel added. The Permanent Court of Arbitration, based in The Hague, Netherlands, invalidated China's expansive claims in the South China Sea, which encroach on the Philippines' exclusive economic zone. The National Task Force for the West Philippine Sea, NTFWPS, said that in line with the transparency policy in the WPS, members of the press, local and foreign, are routinely invited to embed in these regular for humanitarian and assistance missions for fishermen throughout the WPS and the country's other maritime areas. Aggressive. The Philippines said China's Coast Guard has become more aggressive toward its vessels in the South China Sea. In the latest incident on Tuesday, the Philippines said one of its Coast Guard vessels and another government boat sustained damage from water cannons fired by the China Coast Guard near Scarborough Shoal. The water pressure was far more powerful than in previous incidents, and tore or bent metal sections and equipment on the Philippine vessels, said Philippine Coast Guard Comm. J. Terriella, Manila's spokesman on the South China Sea. Obviously, that would be very fatal, the official said, describing the water pressure as 200 pounds per square inch. However, he said there were no casualties this time as the crew were ordered to take shelter inside. The Chinese Coast Guard now has elevated the tension and the level of their aggression as well toward the Philippine Coast Guard, Terriella said.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.